holiday, a holiday, and the last one of the year. Lord and his wife went to church, and the gospel she did hear. And when the meeting it was done, she cast her eyes about, and there she spied little Maddie Groves, oh, walking through the crowd. Said, go home with me, little Maddie Groves, come home with me tonight. Come home with me, young Maddie Groves, and sleep with me till light. Oh, I can't come home, and I won't come home, sleeping with you tonight. For by the rings on your fingers I can see, you are my master's wife. But what if I am Lord Arnold's wife? He is not at home. He is out in the far country, and he's bringing the yearlings home. But a servant who was standing by, hearing what was said, swore that Arnold he would know before the sun had set. And in her hurry to carry his news, she bared her breast as she ran. And when she came to the Bormel stream, she took off her shoes, she swam. So little Maddie Groves, he lay down, he took a little sleep. When he awoke, Lord Arnold was standing by his feet, saying, how do you like my feather bed, and how do you like my sheets, and how do you like my lady wife that lies in your arms asleep? Oh, well, I like your feather bed better, I like your sheets, best of all, I like your lady wife that lies in my arms asleep. Get up, get up, get up, Lord Arnold cried, get up as quick as you can, for it'll never be said in this fair land that I slew a naked man. Oh, I can't get up, and I won't get up, I won't get up for my life. For you have two long beaten swords, and I've got a pocket knife. It's true, I have two beaten swords, they cost me deep in a purse. But you will have the better of them, and I will be the worse. And you will strike me the very first blow, and strike it like a man. And I will strike the very next blow, and I'll kill you if I can. Maddie struck the very first blow, and he heard Lord Arnold sore. Lord Arnold struck the very next blow, and Maddie struck no more. Then he took his own dear wife, he sat her upon his knee, said, who do you like the best of us now, dear Maddie Groves or me? And out spoke his own dear wife, never heard her speak so free. I would have rather one kiss from dead Maddie's lips than you and all your finery. And that Lord Arnold, he jumped up, and loudly did he bawl. He struck his wife right through the heart, and he pinned her up to the wall. A grave, Lord Arnold cried, to put these lovers in. But bury my lady at the top, for she was of noble kin.